This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in a series called God's Amazing Promises. In these lessons, you'll learn about some of the most significant promises that God has made to you. And these promises aren't empty. They're the key to renewed life, peace of mind, and hope for the future. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2020 Prayer Journal based on the theme, Growing Your Prayer Life, a great resource to help you make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word daily to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called God's Promises About Your Future.
The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Remember that the temptations that come into your life are no different from what others experience. Now, I know Satan tells you, nobody else feels this like you do. Nobody's tempted this way, and he wants to isolate you. The Bible says, no, we all have the exact same temptations. And now, if they're common to humans, then there are common solutions to them. And here's the thing, if we all share the same temptations, then if we talk about it with each other, they lose their power over us. When you have a temptation and you keep it a secret, then it's going to get worse. For instance, if all of a sudden you're being tempted at work by a coworker to like have an affair, if you keep that a secret, it's just going to get worse. It would be better for you to tell, if you're a woman, another woman, or if you're a man, another man, or tell your spouse, I'm being tempted right now. If there were more confession of temptation, there'd be less need to confess sin because we'd stop it early. And yet, a lot of times we don't want to admit we're being tempted. That's setting us up for the failure. It would be better to say, you know what? I'm being tempted right now. And tell your friend or your spouse or whoever, tell them, and then all of a sudden it lowers the tension. If you can't talk about it, it's already out of control in your life. If you can't talk about it, it's already scaring you. And so it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to give in. But God says this, remember the temptation that comes into your life. They're no different than the ones others experience. We all have the same ones, so let's talk about them. And God is faithful. And because God is faithful, he promises two things. First, he will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it. That's his first promise. Second, and when you're tempted, he'll show you a way out so that you'll not give into it. Now, it's comforting to know that God understands our struggles. And he knows exactly what you're going through, when you're going through it. He's pulling for you. Jesus experienced the same temptation. He's prepared an escape route. He says, I'll strengthen you and I'll prepare an escape route. That's the promise of God. Now, sometimes people come to me and say, hey, Rick, you know, I just fell. I stumbled here. I couldn't help myself. The temptation was just too strong and I could not resist it. And when they tell me that, I know they're not telling the truth and they're not being honest with themselves. Why? Because God says, I will never allow more on you than I put in you to bear it up. And God also says, with every temptation, I will make a way of escape that you can get out of there. It wasn't that the temptation was too strong for you. You didn't want to resist it. You wanted to give in. You're not being honest to yourself. You wanted to give in at that moment. Because if you had wanted to not give in, God said, I'll give you the strength and I'll give you a way out. So it's just not true to say the temptation was too strong. You wanted to give in to that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says this. The Lord is faithful. There's that phrase again. He keeps his promises. And he will give you strength and will protect you from the evil one. I've noticed that a lot of believers are not only just afraid of temptation, they're actually afraid of the devil. What in the world are you afraid of the devil for? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, is what the Bible says. For the devil to get, if you're a Christian believer and you have Jesus in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit, you have God's love around you. For Satan to get at you, he's got to go through the Trinity. That isn't going to happen. You got triple protection around your life. The only thing Satan can do to a Christian is make suggestions. That's all he can do. And if you buy that suggestion and you believe that fear, you just lost. If you buy that idea, you believe that fear, you just lost. But he can't do anything other than give suggestions. And for Satan to get at a believer, he has to go through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible says you're in Christ. The Bible says Christ is in you. The Bible says you're hid with Christ in God. The Bible says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's triple protection. There's no way he can get at you. If you're trusting in God at that moment, you're a believer. It's only if you believe his suggestion and you open the doorway. So he says, don't worry about it. I'll give you strength and I'll protect you from the evil one. Let's go to the third promise. The third promise about your future is another good one. And it's this: God promises to support me in trouble. God promises to support me in trouble. He's going to guide me when I'm confused. He's going to help me when I'm tempted. And he's going to support me when I'm in trouble. Now, what's the difference between temptation and trouble? Well, big difference. Temptation is inside me. Trouble is outside me. Temptation is internal. Trouble is external. Temptation has to do with my character. Trouble has to do with my circumstances. And in life, for the rest of your life, because we live on a broken planet, you're going to have temptations and trouble. Internal temptations, external trouble. And that's Jesus said this. He said, in the world, you will have trouble. Now, there's all kinds of trouble. There's relational trouble, financial trouble, physical, you know, in trouble in your body. There's mental trouble. You know, there's all kinds of different trials and troubles and tribulations in life. Some people expect life to be heaven on earth. This is not heaven. They expect everything to be perfect. Well, now that I'm a Christian, shouldn't everything be perfect in my life? Of course not. It is in heaven where there is no sorrow, no suffering, no sickness, no sadness, no trials, no tears, no tangles. There's nothing wrong in heaven. It's all great there. But this is earth. That's why we pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because it's done perfectly. On earth, God's will is seldom done. Sometimes you hear a big disaster or you hear a big, like a terrorist attack, and people say, must have been God's will. That wasn't God's will. God is not the author of evil. If I go out and I get drunk and I get an accident and kill myself, that wasn't God's will. That was my will be done. So don't blame God for evil. The Bible says God cannot do evil. God's will is not always done on earth. That's why we're to pray, thy will be done on earth. But when that happens, that people expect it to be heaven. Have you noticed that everything on this planet is broken? The weather's broken. The economy's broken. Your body is broken. It doesn't always work right. Relationships are broken. You can find brokenness everywhere. Why? Because of sin. Because we make bad choices. Now, the Bible says God will promise to support me in trouble. In a church family our size, the law of average is that some of us this next year are going to lose loved ones. And some of us this next year are going to get cancer. And some of us this next year are going to get laid off or fired or go bankrupt. And some of us this next year maybe face a divorce. You know, bad things happen in this world. But God says, I will support you in trouble. One of the greatest promises in the Bible is the next one on your outline, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2 and 3. And here's what God promises about your future. When you go through deep waters, notice he doesn't say if, it's a matter of when. Okay, you're going to go through deep waters at times in your life. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. I'm going to support you. And when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. And when you walk through fires of oppression, you know, when the heat's on, you will not be burned up. For I am the Lord your God. Now, look at that verse, and what it doesn't say, when you go through deep waters and rivers of difficulty, you won't get wet. Doesn't say that. It says you won't drown. You're going to go through some problems that have pain. You're going to get wet. You're not going to drown. And it says when you go through the fire, when the heat's on in your life, it doesn't say it won't get hot. It doesn't say it won't get uncomfortable. It says you're not going to burn up. I'm going to make sure you make it through. The next verse, Philippians 4:13, I have strength for all things, the good and the bad. Everything that's going to hit me in the future, which I don't know about. I have strength for all things. This is confidence. I have all strength for all things in Christ, not in myself, who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength in me. That's the confident way to look at the future. I can do anything. I can handle whatever God allows in my life with the strength of Christ. Now, I know you're saying, Rick, I don't feel very strong right now. In fact, I'm feeling pretty weak right now. Well, write this down. Very important. Write this down. The strength I need will come when I need it. The strength I need will come when I need it. God doesn't give me strength today for a problem I'm going to have next week. The Bible doesn't say we're to pray, give us this day our weekly bread. Or our monthly bread. It says, God, give me my daily bread. I need just enough strength for today. God's not going to give you strength for tomorrow until it's tomorrow. And God knows what you can handle. And he says, I will support you in trouble, and the strength I need will come when I need it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Anything that you give today will be matched up to $100,000, so contact us right away. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of this great resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, this next promise may shock you, but it's a promise of God about your future. God promises to repay those who hurt me. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Let's just camp here for a moment, okay? God promises to repay those who hurt me. And he doesn't want you repaying them. He doesn't want you seeking retaliation. He says, let me handle this. Have you noticed that the world seems to be getting meaner, more hateful, more rude, more uncivil, more unfair? Do you ever listen to the news or watch the news and you go, man, that's just not fair? Well, you know what? The truth is, life is not fair. God never said that life is fair. In fact, it's unfair because of the sin in the world. Jesus came to make things right. And one day they will be made right. But life is not fair right now. Sometimes bad people win. Sometimes good people suffer. Come, sometimes the innocent get hurt. Sometimes well-meaning people get abused and are betrayed and are cheated on and have their heart broken and on and on. If you have been discriminated against because of your race or culture or language or gender, if you've been abused, if you have been harassed, if you have been mistreated, as your pastor, as your shepherd, that breaks my heart. I grieve for that, and I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry for your hurt. That's not fair. It's just not fair. And we should do whatever we can to correct injustice. But there's something even more important than the way I feel about it. It's the way God feels about it. It's the way God feels about it. And God, you need to know that God has seen every hurt in your life, and he grieves over it too. I can't tell you how many times I've been asked by somebody, where was God when your son died? And I say, he was the same place he was when his son died. Grieving. Grieving over man's inhumanity to humanity. God looks down and sees so much of what's happening in the world today, and it hurts and it grieves. And the Bible says God grieves over and over and over. God has seen every hurt in your life, every mean word, every mean action, every injustice, abuse, prejudice, bias, or anything like that. You say, well, why didn't he stop it then? Well, God could stop all the evil in the world just like that. Take away our freedom to do it. But if he's going to be fair, he's not only going to have to take away other people's freedom, he's going to have to take away yours too, if we're going to be just and fair. And the fact is, you've hurt people. You haven't always done the right thing to people. I've hurt people. Yes, God could get rid of all the evil in the world instantly, just take away our freedom to choose to not follow him. Take away our freedom to say, I'm going to do what I think's best. That would instantly get rid of all the evil in the world. So we can't blame God for that, because he's given us the freedom to make that choice. God's never stopped me from hurting people, stopped you from hurting people. But I do know this, God is keeping a record. The Bible says very clearly that God is keeping a record of all the ways you've been hurt in life. Did you know that in Psalms, Psalm 56 verse 8, it says God stores up your tears in a bottle. You don't even know all the tears you've shared. God does. Says he's kept an accounting of how many tears you've shed in your life. That's how much your good father cares about you. And that kind of God says this, Romans 12:19. Here's the next promise. Never avenge yourselves. In other words, don't retaliate. Don't try to get revenge against the person who's hurt you. Never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God, for he has said that he will repay those who deserve it. Wow. Now follow me on this. God is a God of love. And because God is love, that's why we all have love in our lives. If our creator wasn't loving, there would be no love in the universe. God is the source of all love. Because God is loving, as a loving God, he is also a God of justice. God is a just God. God is a fair God. He is a righteous God. Why? Because to allow evil to hurt his children and not seek justice would be unloving. Justice is sometimes the loving thing to do. And protection. Sometimes if somebody tried to hurt my wife, or my kids, or my grandkids, and I did nothing about it, and I didn't care about it, that's called being unloving. Sometimes love fights. Sometimes love defends. Sometimes love fights for the protection of other people. The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. The greatest compliment Jesus ever gave, he gave to a Roman soldier. He said, I've never seen great faith like in this. Why? The guy was given his life for a cause greater than himself and for the protection of other people. So God says this, never avenge yourself. Leave that to me, For I've said that I will repay those who deserve this. God says, the people who've hurt you in your life, he says, trust me, I'll handle this.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life. Connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. By the way, this month only, any gift you give will be matched by a very generous couple up to $100,000. This match is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us how God is using this ministry to change lives.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends his word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, when I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it. That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send his word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
All this month, when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 until midnight December 31st. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.